That's a risk that we have to take. It's a risk that any nation is willing to take. I haven't seen a military man yet who will say that Russia could or would, if they were able, come to the aid of Cuba. It's a logistic problem, a transport problem that she can't meet. So that it wouldn't have been any danger from that source. There's always the danger, of course, that Castro himself might care to engage us, but even that I doubt. You don't risk a nuclear war. A nuclear war will be the result of any world war that started. Now, we've been engaged in a war in South Vietnam. We're still semi-engaged in Korea. We have possibilities there. And these haven't escalated into major wars. My point is that unless we're willing to take a risk, we're going to be pushed back and back and back by refusal until the point is reached where the only way out is surrender. Then you're going to have war. My way has always meant peace in this world, every nation, including our own. When we've been willing to engage in what we call brinkmanship at one time, letting the world know what we are willing to do, willing to risk, we'll keep peace. And for me to outline my plan would be merely to repeat the plan that was started by President Eisenhower and carried on by President Kennedy. First, though, I think we've overlooked something. I think we have to insist that the Cubans in exile form one government, and then we recognize that government in exile. And from there, we proceed with plans that they want. We augment those plans by what we've already done, training, equipping, getting the people on the island, either overtly or covertly, nothing that we haven't done before, and then go through with the announced intentions of a year ago to stop any communist equipment, paraphernalia, or personnel from leaving the island to go to the Latin countries. You're not going to stamp out communism with war any more than they're going to stamp out our concepts of freedom with war. You only stamp out an idea with a better idea. Now, we would use in a foreign policy that I envision economic power, political power, and psychological power with the one instrument of national policy always in reserve, which would be war, which we don't want to use, which I'm convinced we would never have to use with this kind of a foreign policy. I would be more in favor now of a meeting of the heads of the American states to decide what we can do in concert to get rid of communism in Cuba. Well, this, to me, is the major problem facing us today, and probably the major problem facing the world, because if we don't get rid of it, and if we allow communism to continue to seep into Latin America from Cuba, we can, in all probability, lose Latin America. We have a blockade now. I just want to see it an effective blockade. This isn't a decision of mine. The blockade's been in effect for several years, but it hasn't been effective. Over a year ago, Secretary McNamara indicated that we would stop any exporting of communism from the island to the mainland, and as late as January 27th of this year, he stated and recognized that this was going on. We haven't done anything about it. You set up a blockade. If you have to shoot, that's part of it. Now, you wouldn't do this just on your own. This is why I recommend the Organization of American States. This has to be done in unity throughout this hemisphere. But I'll repeat what I've said before. The longer we wait to do something about it, the more expensive it's going to be. And someday, whether we like it or not, we'll probably be forced into action. I don't think we have to take action that will involve our own men if we can get the type of thing going I've outlined, which President Kennedy used to some extent and President Eisenhower recommended in the plan. I just want to see the thing done.